RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Withers is in today. We are just kind of dissecting where the Browns are going with everything that is shaken as we head into this last week of the regular season, and wonder what Monday is going to be like. And will Monday just be another day in Berea where we recap a season, or will there be fireworks?
There's no such thing as just another day in Berea. Always an event.
I don't know.
Why we love them.
They are a 52-week story. It never ends.
It never ends.
And people are engaged, and they winning, losing, that doesn't really matter. You just can't get enough. And I don't know if it's healthy.
No.
Maybe it needs to be a New Year's revolution. I'm like, I'm not eating candy bars anymore, and I'm only going to care about the Browns during the season. How's that sound?
We have all had an unhealthy relationship with the Cleveland Browns through our lifetimes.
I think the problem was that when we were kids, it was healthy.
It was. It was interesting.
And that's why I feel bad for the generation after mine, and then after that one now, too.
So when, as I mentioned before, when Nance brought up Kevin being in his 100th game.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, there's not, in my lifetime, there haven't been a lot of coaches that have coached 100 games for the Browns.
True. By the way, your neighbor, Jim Nance, right?
Why do you say that?
He's got a condo out there in your neck of the woods.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did. You're in the West Side? Maybe he doesn't.
So quick Jim Nance story, and I'll get the ding out of Dan here at some point. 1990 Big East Tournament, Madison Square Garden. I'm sitting courtside. I'm working. And I was so lucky. The CBS seats were directly to my left. So It would be Nance, Billy Packer, segment producer, AP, blah, blah, blah. So Nance, in between games, ends up sitting next to me. And this is at a time pre-internet when, you know, you couldn't get scores from anywhere. There was a thing in New York called Sports Ticker. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, yeah. So used it all the time.
Yeah, so they would give you the updates, right, on games.
Yeah.
So I had at that time it was like a Radio Shack, Tandy, whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
C-Load, baby, C-Load, yes.
So, I mean, if kids could only see what we used to have to work on. This is the 1990s, mind you, right?
Right.
So anyway, so Jim Nance is sitting next to me. And we strike up a conversation, you know, hey, enjoy your work, blah, blah, blah. It's Jim Nance, but it's not Jim Nance of today. It's Jim Nance 1990.
Right.
Still a big deal, right? So great guy. Just couldn't be nicer. We were having a really nice conversation. He went to Houston. And at the time, Houston, I think, was in the SWC, right? And so their tournament was going on concurrently with the Big East.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, on my little Radio Shack Tandy, I could get the Sports Ticker updates. And I was giving him Houston updates from like their semifinal against Arkansas, whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, we kind of bonded over it. And Jim, I tell you what, every time I run into Jim Nance, he remembers my name. He remembers when we met. It's incredible.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no, unbelievable.
So I have the same kind of Jim Nance story, only differently.
Go ahead.
So first of all, like he...
Your turn.
Okay, so I think it was in 87, I was a grip, one of the guys that pulls the cables at World Series of Golf.
Sure.
And he was... I don't know if he was the lead or I think he was on 16. I think he had the monster, was his play-by-play. And I remember I think it was a freshman or a sophomore at Kent at the time. And, you know, you're just kind of learning broadcast TV and you're trying to learn the whole, you know, how to look normal on TV while holding a microphone and telling a story. And I watched Jim Nance rip off a 2.5-minute history of 16 at Firestone. And I sat there in
off the top
awe.
Of his head?
Just, yeah. It was just like... hello, friends, we're at 16, and this is what any he's. I watched this, and I was just totally in awe. And I was like 18, 19 years old at the time, right? So now, for the next 2 or 3 years, I got to do this at Firestone, and so I was a grip, and I'd met him, and I was like, hi, Mr. Nance, nice to see you, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't that big a deal. And then I remember running into him later. I'm trying to think of where I was at. I was on the road covering the NCAA basketball tournament. I happened to walk by him, and I was like, hey, Mr. Nance, how are you? Good to see you. I think I was in Montana at the time, and I go, I was your grip at Firestone. He looked at me like I had four eyes. Five eyes. I had an eye in the back of my head, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're a total loser.
Ding!
And aww. But every time I've seen couldn't him since, he's always been nice, and he's got friends and family in the area, friends and family in the area.
Okay, so we went, all right, so we got a little bit off the fairway there.
Oh, that's okay.
So I'll bring it back here. So
his story is amazing, though. Just let me give you one more tidbit on his story.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you know how he got his first job? It was in his bio. I read this in some book or something. He walked into a television station in Houston, and he was interviewing to be an intern in the sports department. At least this is the way the story read. And he kind of made his break while he went from Houston to Salt Lake. He was in college, right? Fred Couples' roommate in college.
Houston golf team.
Yes. He went to, I think it was a CBS in Houston, to be an intern. And somehow or another, he ended up in the news director's office, and they're like, okay, you're hired. And he was like, okay, cool. They hired him to be the weekend sports guy in Houston when he was maybe 20 years old, 19 wow. years old. And the news director didn't realize it. He thought that it was some guy that had come in to interview for the weekend sports job there at the time and not an internship.
So totally by accident.
So then he ends up in Salt Lake, and he one day, this is crazy how his whole life has just been really kind of, yeah, but he's really good.
Serendipity. Yeah,
whether whether you like him or not, it doesn't. He's really good at what he does.
He's great.
And so he ends up in Salt Lake, and when I worked in, whether I was at Cleveland or Columbus or even in Montana, I would get calls all the time from network looking for video. So I would be in Montana. They're like, hey, do you have any Grizzly video? Or in Columbus, they're like, hey, I'm trying to find a shot of Andy Katzenmoyer or something like that. And so you would do it and you would send it to him. He got one of those phone calls in Salt Lake. He thought somebody was looking for video of one of the Utes. And they're like, hey, we want to fly you to New York to audition for CBS.
Wow.
And he was like, what? And that's how his whole career started. And he just thought he was getting a phone call from CBS just to somebody who was looking for video. Okay, I'm done with my Jim Nance stories for the day.
No, it was a great one. So anyway, it prompted me to look up, I'm thinking, okay, 100 games, that's a lot for a Browns coach. So Marty Schottenheimer coached 115 games for the Browns, goes 71-44. And the great Sam Murtigliano, 47-50. Only 97 games with the Browns. That kind of surprised me a little bit. So I was just kind of looking that up just to get a sense of context in terms of Stefanski, his tenure.
It's Brown, Schaffrath, or not Brown?
Collier.
Collier, sorry, not Schaffrath. Yeah. Collier.
Yep.
And then Stefanski?
Yeah, in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
You mean in terms of longevity? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which kind of surprised me, right? Because, since 99, as we know, Crennel had the longest run prior to Stefanski, and that was only four seasons. So, yeah, it's been interesting. And listen, I know the folks that want Stefanski gone can give you 100 reasons why it should happen. And I would, I could present a few dozen reasons why it should continue. So I think one.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Once we get to Sunday, and I was wondering this yesterday too, Andy, in line, aligned with what we've talked about in the recent past here, I was thinking, okay, man, if the Haslams believe in this guy, Could you see a statement coming out before the game on Sunday saying, you know, I think that would probably be a bad move only because it would probably backfire. It's kind of a lose-lose situation, right? It's
either what happens if they put out this great thing and they get blown out. Away? Yeah.
So it's a tough spot. Again, I'm.
How would you handle this if you're the Haslams? Like, what do you think is going through their mind right now?
Well, again, I think it gets back to what they said prior to the season, right? Whether it was at the owners' meetings or before training camp, what were their expectations going?
Well, they got more than 3 wins.
They've got it that there, right?
Barely, but okay.
Okay, and you could probably say that there were 2 or 3 other games that they should have won, right?
Yes.
I think, you know, what we'll talk about with Mary Kay coming up here is that...
I think the other factor they're going to say is they had the most amounts of snaps by a rookie by any team in the NFL. All guys that got drafted started this year.
And their rookies are going to lead the league in rookies in passing, receiving, and rushing. Not too bad. Tackling.
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to be the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we can talk about with Mary Kay coming up is this team has really shown some fight down the stretch. Now, you know, that's a positive reflection on the coach, whether you like him or not. That's fact. You know, the fact that Joel Bitonio came out last week, and it didn't surprise me to hear him be effusive in his praise towards Kevin because he's like that privately. Oh, by the way.
You think he's done, by the way?
Joel?
Yeah.
No, I think he's going to come back one more year.
One more year he's coming back.
Okay. It's just my gut.
Okay.
Just because he's played well this year. I know he's been encouraged by those teammates of his who have retired that have told him to run it until the wheels fall off. Now, luckily, I mean, Joel is still dealing with a lot physically, so I don't know where he is, you know, in those terms. But he's managed to be out there Sunday after Sunday, and I think that's a real credit to him, and I think it's a real credit to the coaching staff that this team has held together through some pretty stormy weather.
Let's go to Brett real quick. Brett's in Florida. Hey, Brett, how are you?
Great. Enjoying the show, guys. I'm a big fan of Stefanski, and I've got 3 reasons why I think we should keep him. First one, Tom, you mentioned it's Jim Schwartz, and it's a scheme that fits Jim Schwartz. Now, we've got the personnel that works great with him. Second is too early to give up on Shador. We bring a new coach in here. He's probably going to want to start with his own guy. We don't need that. Plus, we may have something in Tommy Rees. And third, I've heard a lot of people saying we need a new voice in the locker room. For most of these guys, they've only heard that voice for a year, maybe 2. I think there's only 4 or 5 guys who have been there the whole time. So that's it. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Brett, those are nice. I think that's really well laid out there. I think those are all very strong points in Kevin's favor. And I think, you know, we can sit here and dissect the, you know, some of the in-game strategy that we saw during the year, right? Where you were like, oh my God, why are they calling that on 4th down? What is Harold Fannin Jr. doing behind center on 4th down? I mean, there's some things you can nitpick. But by and large, I mean, this team is, like I said, it's held together. I know the pre-snap penalties drive people crazy. I know, you know, Kevin doesn't win the press conference and that becomes an issue with people. But I think
but he doesn't lose it either. He just doesn't give a whole lot. That's all. Which is okay.
Which, you know, here's the other thing too. Again, you know, just like the locker room, things have not been leaking out of there as they have in years past, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's harmony, which is...
Well, and it's also the reason why we're sitting here going, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because nothing has been leaked out.
Well, you heard the way Miles talked about how tight this team was after the game on Sunday. I mean, I think that speaks very well to this.
All right, I have 15 seconds to get corrected. Lou, what did I mess up on the Lou Nance, on the Jim Nance story?
You didn't.
Okay.
You didn't mess up.
Okay.
But what happened is when he went to Utah, okay?
Yeah.
The it was an 0-0, okay?
Correct, which is owned and operated for anybody that doesn't know.
Right.
Yep.
Which they don't have now because of the monopoly and all that. But they sent the request to their weekday guy, man, weekend guy.
Oh.
And this guy said, hey, man, if they want, you know, B-roll, okay, for the network, they can send their own person out here. He was kind of iffy about it because maybe he got passed over in previous jobs or whatever. Oh,
so the sports director in Salt Lake was kind of a jerk.
Well, the weekday guy, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't which
the
is normally
sports director, but he was their on-air guy.
Yeah.
So he says, hey, man, he says, give this to Nance, you know, because Nance was just a weekend guy.
Yeah.
About, I don't know, 24 grand a year or something like that.
I love it.
So as it turns out, they needed B-roll on McMahon,
the
quarterback at BYU.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So he goes out, you know, he interviews and talks to him. And obviously they had questions that were sent to him so that kind of directed the interview. They just needed him as a, as, you know, the go-between.
Right.
So as it turns out, they satellited back to New York.
Sure.
And at that time, everything was on tape. I think even the Final Four was on tape at that yep. time. So I'm not sure. But anyway, he goes ahead, sends it back, and he gets this phone call. And they said, hey, you know, you're the gentleman, you know, the guy that, that you know, spoke with them and everything. And he says, yeah. And they said, we want to fly you to New York because at that time, the Prudential at the half
right.
was going to be vacant. The studio host at that time.
Hey, Lou, I'm getting crushed on time here. I do love the story. No, that's all right. No worries. Hey, I appreciate it. Have a great New Year. I appreciate the story, though. Thank you, Lou.
Thanks, bro.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
That was kind of cool, though. Oh, I love it. Somebody was bad. You got to take advantage of every opportunity. Doesn't matter if it's the NFL or TV. Mary Kay Cabot coming up in just a moment.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.